Yep, we're ready. You ready, Lynn? Okay. We'll go ahead and reconvene the Liberty County School Board regular meeting for Tuesday, January 16th. Item 3, public comments. We don't have any. Item 4, superintendent's report. Mr. Petty.
Thank you, Ms. Bailey. I'll go back up to the other presentation. They were not here tonight, but you, if you'll click on there, you'll see what they sent. This is our annual distribution of state forest monies for some admission fees and different things that they do out of Tate's Hill and Lake Talbot State Forest. If you remember, for a lot of years, Chris Worrell came, Daniel Stanley came, and then it was somebody else. I can't remember who it was. But
David Dietz
came, that's right. And they usually bring this and present it to us. But Milton and Milton Schuler and Micah McCaskill came by the office today. And it's $1,369.30. So they gave us a check today, and that tells you what that's representative of for Liberty County, Tate's Hill, and Lake Talbot Forest. So anyway, we're very appreciative for that annual help for that, every little bit of help. So we're very appreciative for that. I'll go ahead and quickly do our superintendent's report. Our legislative budget request of $985,000 is in the House and the Senate. I've talked with y'all throughout the process. It didn't show up for a long time, but it finally did. There is, it being an election year, there are boo-koodles of requests. I am very, after talking with Patrick, talking with Senator Simon and Representative Choate, I'm in constant communication with them. They're very steadfast about the need here. So I don't think that's going to be one of those things that's not on their priority, not going to be make the final cut. Now everything is up to the governor. It can be vetoed. There can be other things. But in the Florida House, you have an attestation form, and that's Form 3512. So that's all online as well. So we're in there and beginning to work that weekly. Number 2, PAEC Day in the legislature will be next Wednesday, January 24th. Me and some other superintendents for PAEC, we get together and just kind of talk about the consortium. There is full funding for the consortium in there, so that's not a issue this year. It has been in years past if they were even going to fund. There's 3 consortiums in the state, Heartland, PAEC, and NEFEC, sorry, thank you. But there's no, they're all in the budget this year, so they're glad of that. But it gives us another opportunity with other superintendents to talk about our needs and the things that we, obviously, our primarily our appropriation requests. We do the same thing for our Liberty County leadership. We call it Liberty County Day on the Hill. Daniel has got that either, it's going to be the 26th or the 31st. He's trying to meet with some cabinet members as well. One of the things that changed over this last year is us being able to receive some state PILT money, and they were in arrears, and they admitted they owed it to us, and they began paying us for that, and we started getting some of those payments, if you remember, this summer. So we just want to go by and say hey to them as well, meet with them, and thank them for getting that reactivated. In the morning, I'll be at TCC at the Student Union. The State Board of Education meets every 2 months throughout the state, different spots. Because it's session, they're meeting in Tallahassee. It's not anything I'm special. I was just closest to them. So they asked me would I come do the state report. FADS told me they don't want to hear anything about FADS. They don't want to hear anything. They want to hear about your county. So I've got a PowerPoint prepared. So if you want to watch that on Florida Channel in the morning, I've got a presentation about the fiscal challenges that we face, being that our state, our county, is fiscally constrained. And so I'll do at 9 o'clock. Sorry, yeah, 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll be on the Florida Channel. So they give me 10 minutes. I'm gonna try my best to keep it to 10 minutes. Number 5, there are bills in the House and Senate to consider allowing credit unions to be eligible for a public depository. If y'all remember when we talked with the credit union, that because they're deemed nonprofit, they can't be used as a public depository for public funds. Thomas called me from the County Liberty Credit Union and asked Daryl Taylor and I to go speak in support of a bill. So they've had bills in the last 2 or 3 years. They didn't get any traction. You can imagine the bank lobby is very strong. They don't want to see that happen. One of the questions at the hearing was, what is the percentage of funds that banks have towards credit, credit unions? And the banks got up there and says, I don't know. We don't know what that figure is. And then a credit union guy, they were prepared for that. They said 90-10. Banks have 90-10 as far as assets. This would give us an opportunity, if this bill passes, to have a choice. I did not represent y'all at this thing. I even said that. I said, will our school, if we have the choice, will our school board change our depository? I don't know. That'll be up to them. However, I would like to see y'all have a choice. That's a school board responsibility. So it did pass the committee. Me and Darryl Jr. talked, which had not passed committee, I don't think, in a while. It goes to it's got a long way to go, let's be honest. And you kind of hope each year it gets a little more traction. This year it has some really good traction. So our next time will be in front of the Senate, but we had some good arguments for that. And the credit union, I just praised them. I just talked about how good. And I didn't have to take away anything from our bank either. They've been good to us as well this year. Lots of sickness going around, obviously. I could cough at this point, but I won't. Doobie's sick tonight, so y'all remember him. We got a lot of our teachers, administrators. They're just sick. Rob's on the mend. He got sick last week. We got just quite a few out, but we're getting kind of, I encourage people, go to the doctor. If you got something going on, go to the doctor. Follow that up. We got cold weather alert for the next 2 nights. I sent out a staff email today from emergency management, kind of give a synopsis of what to expect the next 2 nights. I think tonight's going to be maybe the harshest night, I guess. But maybe down in the teens. It's going to be cold. So anyway, I want to thank Kevin and all his staff and Ricky. Everybody just kind of jumped in there. We made sure everything was kind of wet, winterized and water running. So I sent a staff email y'all got this afternoon about, leave these things running. If you see something dripping, that's on purpose. And hopefully we'll be able to flush toilets and everything. And encourage people to do that at their own house, which I'd encourage y'all to do as well. Number 8, student enrollment. Just give you some updates on our school enrollment. We're down a little bit starting the year. About 8 students, but it fluctuates. We lost some here and then some come in and that kind of stuff. Just to give you an update on our numbers. So we're right around, not counting adult, about 1,268 students is where we're at, ballpark. Progress has been made on the field house. I know some of y'all have gone by there and looked. They're working on the interior block walls now. I hope once that's done, me and Kevin talked today, once that's done, I think the trusses are there. They got materials there to get rolling, get the roof on, and then they begin to work. The weather won't affect them on the inside. They should get some use out of it, hopefully, this season. I don't know that it's going to be finished enough. And Kevin agreed, and we both talked. We didn't feel like the bleachers would probably be up there and the steps to get up to them, but hopefully they'll be able to maybe utilize the inside some before the end of the season. But we're pushing them, I promise you. We are pushing them hard. But anytime you want to go by there and look, feel free to stop by there. The gate's open. As I mentioned last week on Friday, I sent y'all a little Friday briefing about the mental health coordinator position that Maggie has vacated by the end of the month, or at the end of the month. We're trying to still be proactive in the needs for the future. We're looking at a couple options on how to maybe kill two birds with one stone. We've looked at different things. I should have something to present to y'all by the end of the week, maybe, and kind of get your take on that, because we're looking at the job description. We're looking at what we can add if we need to try to do some other things within that position. So we're definitely got to have somebody to fill it, there's no doubt. But we're looking at some counties around us and trying to get the most bang for our buck, as I mentioned in the email. The early release day for students on January 31st. Number 12, last week, I appreciate everybody's cooperation. We never like to close school down, but I'm glad we did. I want to remember all our friends and family in Bay County and Jackson County who are struggling still right now. We had 55 folks at the shelter at the high school that sheltered there. We had folks that we have an emergency plan who oversees that and everything, and we work with emergency management for that. Any kind of time that we need to open up the high school as a shelter. They left quickly. As soon as the weather passed, they were gone, and everything was cleaned up real quick. So that's the last 2 times we've done that. It's been very, they've done good. So Corey Simon called me afterwards, and I'd sent him a text telling him that we had sheltered 55, so he was checking on us as well. Lastly, Mason Kiever called me. The LCHS football banquet It's hard to get dates nailed down, but they finally, I think, got one for Thursday, January 25th at 7 p.m. at the Civic Center. He wanted to make sure to let y'all know y'all are all invited, and we'll honor our football team at that time. So anyway, appreciate your leadership on the board, leadership in the community, and all that you do. Any questions?
Kyle, I have a question. Did you get my email about the mental health, the questions that I had, the bullets?
Yes,
I'm okay, they were pretty extensive. Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure you got it.
Yeah,
that's
the main
thing.
We actually met today, too, so
okay, good.
We'll talk about that.
Okay, sure. All right.
Thank y'all.
All right. Moving along, item five. We need a motion for the consent item 8E. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item B, I need a motion to add emergency items 10A, B, C, and D. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item five, I'm sorry, that must be C. I don't know. I did a little bit of...
Six.
Item six? Okay. Yeah, sorry. Item six, I need a motion to approve the agenda for today, January 16th, 2024. Could I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item seven, I need a motion to approve the December 12th, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item eight, consent items. I need a motion to approve the following December 2023 financial reports and transactions. The principal's report, financial statements, bills and payrolls, and we had no budget amendments. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item B. I need a motion to approve the January 2024 out-of-field teachers report. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Flowers. Okay. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item C, approve the January 2024 updated sublist. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item D, need a motion to approve the January 2024 updated supplement list. Any motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? Motion carries. Item E, I need a motion to approve the January 2024 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not saying all in favor. Say aye. Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm not used to this.
You're doing good.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay, back up. Item E, I need a motion to approve the January 2024 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Motion by Mr. Singletary. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I need a motion to, item F, I need a motion to approve the updated personnel list for 23-24 school year. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item nine, action items. A, I need a motion to approve the updated instructional salary schedule.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item B, I need a motion to approve the Florida Department of Education Project Award Notification, IDEA, Part B, Preschool Entitlement, Florida Department of Education, FDOE, Project Award Notification for Program Period 7/1/23 to 6/30/24. Could I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item C, I need a motion to approve the Department of Education Project Award Notification, Title II, Part A, Supporting Effective Instruction, Department of Education Project Award Notification for Program Period 7/1/23 to 6/30/24. Could I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion.
Mr. Flowers.
Mr. Flowers, second. Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I need a motion to approve the Department of Education Title V, Part B, Subpart 2, Rural and Low Income Schools Program, RLIS, FDOW Project Award Notification Period, 7/1/23 to 6/30/24. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 10, emergency items. I need a motion to approve to create a driver supplement in the amount of $5,000 for the Sumatra bus route. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second.
Second.
Mr. Flowers.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Sorry. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item B. I need a motion to approve the following student tutors and at W.R. Toller up to 40 hours, January 16th through April 30th of 2024, to be paid from grant number 93630 for Shelby Smith and Savannah Smith. Could I get a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Yeah. Is there a set schedule of when these tutors are going to be doing it, or is it just when they need it, or?
So Lisa was meeting with them, and it'll be based on when they can, because a lot of them, these two actually are replacing some of the playing beach volleyball. So it'll be based on when they can go. Most of them are going to be after school, though, so, and then they'll be paired with teachers that are working after school, work one-on-one, so they can't supervise children, but they can, but it needs to be primarily reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I need a motion. Item C, I need a motion to approve the 2024 STEM Summer Challenges provided by Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University through a partnership with Panhandle Area Educational Consortium. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item D, I need a motion to approve the first reading of the LCSB Policy Volume 24, Number 2, November 2023. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 11, board member items. Mr. Flowers?
Oh, I get to speak first.
Every time.
Yeah. I've got a couple of things I talked to Mr. Petty and Kevin about this, loss of bus drivers. And I know we talked about this probably last summer. What's our plan to either hire bus drivers, retain bus drivers, train bus drivers, supplement people that we got to drive bus. Where are we at on that? Because I think we just lost another one today. That cuts us down to 6 out of 10 bus drivers.
So, that being said, I just talked to someone, I think, Coach Petty, this Thursday and Friday, we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out that I know of one sick that really needs to be out. So six bus drivers I won't have Thursday and Friday. Possibly seven.
That's count the vacant ones right now?
Yes, sir. So I just, Mr. Willis, we're going to do something. We're going to get very creative. And I've got some ideas I've been thinking about since I talked to Mr. Petty this morning. We discussed this $5,000. You know, that's an extra 2 hours to
go down there and come back.
Yeah, a day. So Ms. Baggett just called me when you were speaking. I stepped out. I'm sorry, she's going to step out. She's sure she's going to do the monitor. So, you know, we paid her $5,000. We might want to bump hers up to $7,500 and try to get a monitor on there. Because in the morning, I'm going to have to drive it. I'm going to drive it blind. You know, I know about how they do it. If I see a kid, I pick them up. It's just the way it is. And so, you know, we got to become creative here. And so I got some figures. I got it today from Ms. Ramsey Taylor. And a bus driver right now without benefits costs us $29,330. That's without insurance, you know. Maybe we can move the supplement up. I know Mr. Davis has talked to us. Mr. Tim Davis mentioned it. Mr. Willis, he said he'd be willing to drive a route. Mr. Kent Rogers said he would drive it when he wasn't coaching basketball. Ms. Sewell has mentioned, so we could move, pay on half of that, so do a supplement at $15,000. With one condition, if you miss, you don't get that day's pay. And you pay that sub, and it does not cost us anything for a sub. That way you move the sub pay up day, that's $85. About what that is a day at 15. You take that 85 and pay Mr. Willis, Mr. Sewell, myself, I don't care who you pay. You take that from them, pay that sub, and we're not out that money. And then you're making people want to stay. That's just Kevin's opinion. And then say Ms. Sewell, Mr. Rogers, and say Mr. Edwards, they're here. Want to split three ways, $5,000 for every 60 days. If you miss, you lose 85. You know, we're going to come up with something. Because
and the losing the 85 for missing, that's just for the ones that you're talking about, not the full-time bus driver.
The other ones are in time.
I got you.
So you can't take them.
I want to be clear
just
on that.
Just for supplements.
That way,
it encourages them to stay. And if we do the 15, we might have all 10 drivers one day as employees, and they tend to come to work more. You know,
they're coming to work anyway.
Yeah, they're coming anyhow.
Yeah.
That would save the district $15,000 mm-hmm. per driver, not counting insurance.
If they were all, that's a lot of money. Okay, let me ask this, and me and Kyle talk about this a little bit too. I know several years ago we tried to do this with the teachers, and maybe something to do with the teacher union contract. Have we made any progress on any of that? Or we?
So if anything affects teacher salary, which in this case it would, okay, so we've been able to, for the $10,000 supplement, we've used non-instructional folks, but right. Now it looks like we're going to have to dip into the instructional side. Somebody like Derek, Jennifer, those are teachers. Then we have to negotiate that with the union. That has to be part. So Jeff, go through collective bargaining. I don't think it's going to be a problem because I just don't think it's quite what they usually.
First of all, you're talking about five teachers that drive you all
right. So and you got to have a license.
People,
right.
you have to have a CDL license and yes. Be a teacher. Used to be a lot of us. But
yeah, here's
the way off.
And I'm preaching to the choir. We know this. We've talked about this. But the problem, you know, for that kind of salary, you have to pay somebody that much money to have them to be there in the morning and be there in the afternoon. And it's one of those things that it's a commitment because, let's say, you run a bus in the morning, you say, well, I want to go fishing, and the fish get biting real good. You better get back by 2 o'clock because it's, you know, that it's going to be bus time. So it is a commitment. It's a different kind of schedule for an employee. The real issue is just, and we talk about it at our FAS meeting. I have had this conversation with Senator Simon, Senator Schoaf, even in the last month. DOE has made it almost impossible, and I can't bring this up publicly. They've asked me not to, but I'm going to talk to the commissioners. The DOE has made it so hard for people to get certified. When I got my bus certification, like some of these others, I did it in almost a day. I went to the, okay, so back in the day in the 90s, Rob, you probably did too, you took the test at the courthouse or the DMV or whatever, and you could sit there. If you failed it, you turn around and take it again, you know, and pass it. You did that in a day, literally a day. And then Jay Faircloth would go around with you and make sure you wasn't going to crash it and make sure you knew how to do a bus stop, simulate a bus stop for a kid, come to a thing. And then Coach Solomon would run around. He was a transportation person. And he, I mean, within a few days, you were certain, you were ready to go. And it was only a passenger endorsement. You know, that and I think maybe air brakes. Yeah, I think you might have had to have an air brake. But now it is a special bus certification, school bus certification. I have a Type A CDL. Mine's not lapsed since the 90s. I have a Type A. I can drive a dump truck, a coach bus, all that kind of stuff, but I cannot, and I still have passenger endorsement, but I can't do it. I have to start over. Some of the things that a school bus driver now has to do is identify parts of the motor, and it has to be very precise. So, you know, things, I think me and Ricky was talking the other day, a universal coupling joint is now a universal coupler or something. And I mean, you have to be able to show some dexterity, and you always had to do some of that, but almost be a mechanic, part-time mechanic, yeah, on identifying stuff. It's really, really ridiculous.
It's cost prohibitive.
It's cost prohibitive. If you take the test, it's $250, and if you fail, you don't get that back, you know, so.
DOE's the one that.
DOE has added a lot of the things for school buses. And again, and look, it sounds good. Look, we're all about school. We're all about safety. I get it. But you make it where people say, I have hit up retired people in the community. I even hit up old Robert Hill. He come talk to me about something like that. I said, whoa, you got CDL, don't you? Well, you ought to come back. But he would have to, how many times has Robert Hill drove a school bus in his life? He probably needs a little refresher. The man drove it, he coached for 30 years. Why couldn't somebody like that somebody like that who is retired could help us. He has to start over. I've got to start over. You know.
If you don't drive a bus for a year, if you don't drive a bus for 1 year, you've got to start over.
The whole thing.
Not just the research.
40 hours.
But a bus driver that's been driving for 30 years, as long as they keep driving, they're grandfathered in.
Well, you're right.
But they keep the certificate, keep their credentials.
But the way they did this, though, you got a man can go out here and take his Class A license with air brakes, go right across the street over there, get with a company,
like $120,000 a year,
an hour, and he's done in a week, and he's done. But then you telling people it's going to cost you $2,500. That's about what it's costing these people to get their licenses. $2,500, and you got to have the license up front to get a bus driving job. $2,500, 40 hours of driving time, and all these tests, and we're going to pay you $15 an hour. And it's going to take you a month and a half to get your license.
And we don't have a proctor to do that.
No, sir. I mean, right now we're doing it walk up. We don't have a trainer to train you for it.
Yeah.
So we talk about this trainer, Dallas, a trainer. He's here, and he's here. So, you know, and that's something else. I got mechanics on here. One with Mr. I walked in on a conversation with Mr. Flowers and Mr. Williams the other day, the mechanic. But anyhow, I'll get to that in a minute. So the bus driver, that's what, you know, if you take a sub driver right now at $65 a day for 180 days, that's the most they can drive. $11,700. That's what we pay somebody right now to subpay. Our supplement is only 10, so they or at least be that much. But you know, I've had Mr. Rogers, I call his name out, he's willing to do it, but he said, not $65 a day. I don't know if y'all been on the bus lately, but it's a nightmare. And you know, we're gonna have to do something or we're not gonna have any drivers. I got a bus driver that's just on the fence. She might not show up tomorrow and say she's done. I beg her to stay every day. And you know who it is. I mean, she don't have to work. But Ms. Moore's trying to come back. She's going to help us. She able to come back. Luckily, she didn't get, start her on retirement, so she can come back. So she's applying. She had all the stipulations. Can I please have my hospital job back? So, you know, with this supplement y'all just approved for Sumatra, some of these bus drivers around here might want to apply for that. You know,
right.
Never know. I got somebody that's already said they're willing to do it. That's a driver right now. So,
how many? Let me ask this question. How many employees do we have that if we up the supplement to $15,000, do you think would be interested in filling in one of them?
I know two today.
Yeah. Three.
Well, if you're six down, three's only half of you where you're going, and it's going to get worse.
It was only getting worse.
And if y'all look, the age of our bus drivers is
not getting younger.
Time don't stand still.
Well, you got that's good. You got Miss Davis, Miss Nobles. You know, they really, any day. I think our best route is definitely to go to the employees because that's already got license, because it's so hard to get you license.
Yeah.
And if we send somebody to get license, issue today, quit on the spot, no time, we got his license for it, quit and let us.
Well, and that was
that's contractual there.
They need to sign a year contract.
That's a
2-year contract.
Yeah.
Or some type of reimbursement or something.
2-year contract or reimbursement.
And that's not uncommon.
That's fair.
That's
I do
industry.
It, I do it all the time.
Right. That's an industry standard right there. Most everybody's
that's
doing
exactly
that.
I do. Happened in this situation today. No question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, that needs to be put in place ASAP.
I agree.
For any new ones.
Well, Ms. Schuler, you could print up something or you know, contracts you'll need per.
Do we have contracts with them now? Is that.
We have employment contracts, but it does not address that. That would need to be a. We could put that as part of the job description, you know, and have them sign off on those conditions of employment. Absolutely.
Or some type of stipend, you know, some type of penalty. You might, you leave and it's going to cost you this much money, at least enough money to train the next one.
So your first line of drivers. Is what Kevin's saying is the ones who already have the license. That's your first market group of these people can drive. I think we have to have that conversation with them. Would you come for this? And then we can bring that before the board. But again, when it's instructional staff, you have to negotiate.
And
that.
Who? Like Mr. Wheatley over there. Say he just wants to do. He might need to be there in the morning, but he can drive an afternoon. Or Mr. Davis might can do the opposite. Cut it in half or do the morning a little bit more like we do now and the evening a little late. You know, he'd be probably willing to do that. You know, $7,500 just to drive the morning ride.
He might want to drive it off. But another.
Because the coaches is who we're going to have to go after, too.
Yeah.
They coach Bob, so we're going to have to split
work around. And the thing about that is, I talked with Kyle on this, if a teacher gets it, then she or he is just about going to have a planning period, the last period of the day, to be able to get
on. That's the other consideration. We looked at one schedule, and it was like they're doing an academic class, but what, 220 did we say? About 220, they're, you know, it cuts them about – about 30 minutes of instructional time, and I'm not comfortable with that. Yeah. So it needs to also, if we kind of, again, going into next school year, if we kind of have identified those folks, maybe we can let the guidance folks know and the principals know maybe to work their master schedule around that a little bit.
Some of them be first period, some of them be seventh period.
The seventh period would be the toughest one to need to plan a period at seventh.
Well, because you got everybody there on time.
You get everybody there on time in the morning.
We're hiring new teachers now. I mean, I know we're constantly moving, shifting. Could that be, I don't know, because of the union and things like that, but could that be one of the questions, would you be willing on a new hire?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got a lot of people, you know, rotating out over time, and I don't know if legally we can do that, but if we're going to have to depend on staff, and, I mean, we got new teachers coming in would you be willing to get your CDLs and be, you know, a sub?
This is Kevin's opinion. If you take and put that at $15,000 and you have a teacher that's coming, say, from Calhoun County, and she's on the bubble, and she's up, or he, he or she already got a CDL, and you say, well, I'll pay you $15,000 more, you come to Liberty County. You just sold that, those spots.
And drive a bus.
That's right. That gives you another way to get a good teacher in there, too. I mean,
it'll work competitive with them.
Right. I mean, we've got to look at every avenue we can.
I mean, that's the way to get some teachers in here. You say, I'm going to give you $15,000 if you come teach us.
Jeff makes the joke that, you know, every summer it's like teacher hunger games. Everybody's vying for it. Really is. Mm-hmm. And that would be another good way to, Mark, hey, you come over here and, hey, teach, coach, drive.
Yeah, I'd be another leg for, another step up for us. That's another, just another avenue to encourage somebody to come here.
Well,
that's
a
good idea.
And here's why it's financially advantageous for the board. You're not paying another person's retirement, Social Security, all the things that the board.
Full-time drive.
Full-time salary.
About $45,000.
Half the money. Right. If they got insurance, they'd never have.
That's just for salary, yeah. And then that insurance is probably another 10, yeah. 15.
And if we've got employees that's making, what's average, $25,000 or $30,000 a year, and they can add another $15,000 onto that?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some employees that would rather be making $45,000 than they had $30,000.
Well, beginning teacher's 43 now, and y'all approved that if you, yeah, y'all saw the salaries at 43, you add 15 on that. That's
12-month employee, just a standard 12-month employee right now, custodian. I use my wife. She makes $29,400. You put $15,000 on that, that'll make them want to stay and come to work.
Absolutely.
Especially if you tell them, if they're going to get that supplement, if you don't work that day, I'm taking that $85 and paying the sub in your place.
Is she going to get her CDL license, though?
I beg her to. But that $15,000 might
be more
than
begging her.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. And like he's already spoke up, Mr. Wheatley, he'll do it. You just eliminate a lot of our problems.
Yeah.
It's a problem this week.
It's not attractive.
You've got to.
Got it.
Yeah.
Who's going to get up at 6:30? If you drive that Sumatra route, who's going to get up at 5:30 in the morning to go down there for
$35?
Mm. Yeah. Nobody. Well, I am. I'm going to go in the morning. I'm just saying, you know, we got to think about it.
And we don't have a choice. We have to do it.
We don't. And to the mechanics, I'm going to go back to trade. Making about $50,000 right now with Matthews. Tommy's making $29,400. He just got offered a job last week. He talked to him, $43,000. That's another sub driver. Actually, he's a driver right now. He's gone. Give him a supplement. I talked to Mr. Petty. I think he mentioned this job. You can do it. Just a straight, let him be a straight up sub for $10,000. He almost drives every day already. He can tell you he's up there. Doing a supplement. I don't care who it is. I don't care who's over there. Joe, supplement for being a bus inspector. Right now, if we pay Trey, every 30 days that bus has got to be inspected. I figured it up today. Trey's got to do it a minimum of 6 times a year. Minimum of 6 times. 180 days is 6 times.
Right.
And that's not counting summer. And it's going to take him about, 2 days to do every one of the buses. We pay him a minimum of $4,800 for him to come do it if we pay him an hourly rate he's wanting. But if you gave Joe and Tommy $3,500, $4,000 to get their inspection license, because we're not requiring them to,
right,
you just save money there too. We got to get creative.
Did we, when we hired Joe? When we hired Joe, did we, as part of his job description, that he gets a CDL license?
I gave him 6 months. I told him that. I thought he was sitting there when I told him.
Is he working on it?
Yes, I mean, sir. Problem is, we got a trainer sitting in your testing.
Yeah, it might take him another 6 months to pass the darn test.
Tell me 3 times to get a class A license from your test stop. Told me he knew too much. How do you fail somebody when they know too much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was playing too good.
Been a mechanic most of his career, and he knew too much.
That's crazy. Can we?
So I tell you what we can do if y'all want to. Why don't Kevin and I get together? We've talked about this and maybe workshop this, and let's bring y'all some proposals, and let's flesh it
That's
out.
What I was,
yeah. And then we'll get with finance and to see, you know, what they can do, because we obviously can't do anything without Melanie's
right.
smiling.
Well, I still think if we're going to do if we're going to be sending them, if we're going to be paying for these people to be licensed and trained, I do this with mechanics. I send them to schools, spend thousands, way more than what we're talking here. But I always, you have a 2-year obligation as a contract that we have. I've had our attorneys write them up.
Yeah.
They have to sign them. If you leave before your time, you, depending on time, because it's almost prorated, if you stayed a year, you're going to pay half of what that was. If you leave right after, you full entitlement pay back to it of that nature to the company, because it is a, it's a big hit when you say, if you got 10 people say, I'm going to go want to get certified, that's $25,000 right there.
Yeah.
Without, and that's if everybody takes and gets it the first go.
I mean, everything I presented is saving the district money. That's
yeah.
how I look at it.
We need to do that contract, but I think the main thing we need to do right now, look at doing, is making driving a bus more attractive
Absolutely.
Than what it is right now. We're not going to have any bus drivers.
We got a bus driver right now.
They're going away.
Yeah, I had one call me about driving before tomorning. I said I would, but I'm already driving another bus. So, I mean, we got great bus drivers. I mean, they come work. We really do. I mean, I mean, Miss Reddick, Don't Reach, she misses her daughter's having a baby. And C-section. So, I mean, but...
The ones you got are great,
I mean,
but you don't have many.
They going to miss some.
I got just a couple of things I had jotted down here. Another thing was when our administrators, and I talked to Mr. Petty about this the other day, when they drive after school or before school, do we pay them to drive? I mean, y'all been getting checks?
So I talked after you and I talked.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, if you work doing it within the day, I'm
right.
just kind of part of your in any other job responsibilities. But if they're running routes in the morning or the afternoon, we need to be paying them.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's part of the 8-to-3 job, I mean,
field trip,
they don't get extra.
Like,
but if it's
right.
before or after,
right.
we need to be paying them.
I agree.
To defend this administration and the finance department, it wasn't y'all's choice. It was, I mean, they called their name, but somebody cut it out.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we was in a budget crunch when that happened, I think. But we can still say we in a budget crunch. But
we're going to pay somebody else, and why should they be paid? They don't
Somebody's going to get paid.
Yeah.
If they don't get paid, they're going to be taking advantage of
it. There was a little bit of concern that if you had an administrator drive, they got administrative pay. But at the end of the day, they're providing service above and beyond
sure.
their work time, and it's
right.
fair. And here's the deal. They don't have to keep them licensed. Jeff don't have to keep his license. If they don't want to, then
Kevin don't have to keep his either.
Right. No. That's right.
And that's my thing.
It meets
they're
the need.
They're doing it, they're helping us, and it's kind of been the good old boy system. Well, the good old boy system is supposed to be out the window now. We need to be, if they're doing us a service, we need to be paying them. And that's my whole thing.
Thursday and Friday, every one of them's going to be driving. All of us. I got a choice. We're going to,
Can I interrupt for just a second, real quick? If it's okay with everybody, I got to go to that volleyball match.
That's right.
Serve their dinner, and I really need to leave. So, if something I need to know,
we're gonna work it out.
Did you have anything else? Did you have anything you wanted to add before you left?
No.
Okay.
I'll make that happen, Jason, as you're leaving. I'll get with y'all and get a date.
Yeah.
And Kevin and I get together. We'll give y'all some proposals, and we can hash it out.
I
like that.
And as soon as this discussion here, he's going with me. See y'all.
See you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I think
Mr. Flowers?
I I kind of covered everything that I had on the bus driving, the paying, and retention. We want to make sure we get us a contract that will hold up. But, and two, I was talking to Tony last week about him going and getting his inspection license and stuff. But the closest school is down in South somewhere.
We can't wait that long. The closest one here is in November in Panama City, all the rest of them South Florida.
In November? Next year?
Yes, sir. So we're going to have to send him stuff. If he stays now, if he leaves tomorrow, if we don't, I mean, I'd rather for you to talk to him like he was. I just walked in on the conversation. Judge's not qualified. He don't have a CDL.
Yeah.
He don't have the years of experience. So we won't have a, we won't have anybody that can do it.
I know it. That's the thing. And if we can get him and he'll stay, then that'll
that's
save us.
To get back to supplements. We're going to have to pay. Trey wouldn't have never left if we didn't come up in the possibility he would come back. But we don't, if we get Tony and Joe certified and get all this, we don't need him back.
Yeah.
We don't need him.
But at this point, we do.
At this point, we got to have him. And he ain't got a contract yet because he can't afford the insurance to work for the school.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mr. Petty talked to y'all about trying to just work around that as well.
That's a good conversation.
Yeah.
Let's cut it. Cut it. Okay.
The way to do that is if he not contract him, have him a part-time position as a school board employee, then we cover it.
Yeah.
That was the answer to that.
Okay.
And part-time
supplement, third. Just like a coach would get a supplement. Right. Supplementing to do the investment.
Not contract labor.
Well,
part-time
would be less than 30
hours. Okay, I don't want to cut everybody off here, but I think this is a good conversation. I think that, you know, with Kyle saying we'll put a plan together, get some numbers crunched together and some ideas, and then working with our attorney, I think that we can definitely get it in front of the board, and we're all ears here. Well, we're going to move along now, and I'm going to go ahead and ask Mr. Morris, do you have anything?
I just want to say appreciate the Hosford cutting them oak trees and all down along the fence there and getting it closed up. That's saving a lot of time. It didn't take them long to do it either. They got it out of there, got the fence back up, and it looks really well. But I did want to ask with the chimney falling the other day, where are we at on that?
PAC comes out
today. The adjuster delivered today. I was driving the bus, so I hadn't heard the results.
I hadn't either.
So I talked to Drone in the morning, but I'm trying to get. I know they're going to fix the one that blew off and the hose that had knocked in and fix the air conditioners. We got $1,000 up. I already checked on that because it was not a named storm. What I'm trying to do is get them to cover the other ones. They went up there, Trimco, a company that's through PAC, and identified. I didn't realize there's a lot of missing brick on them other ones.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of damage that we didn't. When they got up there and inspected it, they took pictures of all of it. So I'm trying to get that covered under insurance as well.
But we only have $1,000 deductible total for that whole, whole deal. Air conditioners off.
Now, you talking about getting them to fix it. Is that taking them chimneys down?
Yes, sir.
Rebuild.
How many more chimneys?
Eight total.
There's 10 total, but there's one on the back of the old auditorium that would not have to be removed because it's on the outside, but there's 7 or 8 more on the roof.
There's 8 on the roof.
More?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I count.
I knew there was quite a few more.
And that's also, that company does work with the historical people, so they know what to do and how to do it. They said they could even go as far as if we wanted to build some dummy ones and put them back if we needed to. But it needs to be big as far as the team and all that.
Yeah, well, my concern with those chimneys is making them back is the first thing that popped to my mind when I seen the pictures. What if we got a little Jenny standing there by it? And, I mean, that's going to kill a kid.
So whether the insurance does or not, I think you should take them back.
I don't think we have a choice. They got to come down. So if the insurance will look at it as a real liability for them, I hope that we'll go ahead and get them down. And then, you know, I think having some kind of facade up there that, even if it's not as tall, but
that's the problem, they're tall.
They're really tall.
Yeah.
If you had something that maybe wasn't as tall, but it kind of gave the same look of the old historic building.
Well, they have the foam pad, the brick foam.
They do.
That's the same thing.
I've seen in y'all a report from Trimco that
Yeah, email it to us, to me at least.
I think it would be removed, and I think quite a bit of it got damaged in that tornado, and I think we just didn't realize it.
Yeah. I think that's true.
And then, of course, over time.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Just for me, I'd like to know what other counties are doing, smaller rural counties are doing about bus drivers as well. Well, I mean, you don't have to answer me right now. That's just something I think in
it's a statewide problem.
It's a statewide issue, but
yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, and I know that, but I would like, when you're doing your report to us, kind of give us a briefing on, you know, how other counties are handling this. We're not the only one in the pole, you know, in the pool here swimming around. Okay. Do you have a network of transportation representatives from, like, U's and all of the, I mean, surrounding?
The speaker has he's over DOE transportation.
Uh-huh.
The state, he has a email list of all the directors in the state of Florida.
Do y'all have a meeting? Do y'all have a quarterly meeting where you talk about your challenges, where you talk about what's going on?
So most of the time what they do have for everybody gets to the but most of the time, like I say, if I have a question, they send it to him and he'll put it to every district in the state.
Throw it out there. Because, you know, more heads are better than just one, and maybe somebody's out there thinking like we are and going, hey, we need to do something. And it might can be a statewide initiative that comes through, and it may even get funded before it's over with. Well, it could be, but I mean, we've got to step outside our comfort zone. You're there. If you've got the network, use it. That's all I'm saying.
We do it with PAC. I mean, that's more of it.
But this is, it's just like teachers. I mean, you know, we're hurting for teachers. We're not the only county that's hurting for teachers. So what is everybody doing? Put your heads together. There's power in numbers. And if everybody gets together, I've said this from day one when I got elected, if everybody gets together and there's power in numbers, somebody's got to listen. And they going to listen more than just little old Liberty County sitting over here waving her hands going, hey, we need help. You know, I believe that now.
I'll tell you the number one number is dollars.
Yeah.
Absolutely, when it comes down to it. So we need funding. Yep. All right. Any closing comments?
Appreciate y'all's work on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Morris. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Thank you all.
Carries.